In recent months, I witnessed record prices achieved not only in new home, but also in government state tenders. All these will ultimately filter to higher property price going forward. Here, the million-dollar question is this sustainable? Here, let me give you one such example. Most recently, in the state tender in Chenchura Close in Yishun, a mixed commercial and residential development received 3 bids. The winning bid is a cool $1.01 billion that come from a consortium of 3 partners. The top bid was 19.8% above the second bid. If the developer bid high, this means they will need to sell at a higher price or with a lower profit margin. Based on 99.co article, I quote, at a land rate of 980 per square feet per prop ratio, Wong Siu Yi, head of research and content at PropNets, estimate the eventually selling price of private homes on the site to average about 2,300 per square feet, which should bring it close to the range seen at other large outside central region projects. Seriously, has Orchard Road moved to the north? Or Yishun has become the next happening place with RTS ahead? Sorry, saya tak faham. Having said that, if I look into another mixed development in Yishun, North Park Residence, their transactions are already trending between 1,700 to 2,000 per square feet. For the newer condo at 300 per square feet higher, it doesn't seem to be overbought, correct or not? Not forgetting back then when North Park Residence was launched at an average price of 1,300 per square feet, many complained it is crazy. Today, most make money. What do you have to say? Sometimes I find that property price in Singapore is pretty amazing. You say it's high, yet there will always be buyers that see value in them. As I always say, in property investment, always buy with a long-term horizon. In this way, you can sleep soundly at night.